Okay, good to see you all here. I know there's some folks here the first time. I already met some. We'd like to give you a special welcome to be with us. And those of you who've been with us a few times, many times, you're all welcome. We've begun a series recently called Kingdom Sight. It's talking about the parables, the stories that Jesus told to convey a message which was related to the kingdom. Let me start with a personal note. This week was a historic week. I was promoted. I got a promotion this week. No pay raise, just promotion. I think you got a picture somewhere. Yes. Where is it? Okay. This. Okay. And up till this date, I was simply a father. Now I've become a grandfather. Whoa, that's a promotion. All right. So my daughter, Faith, and her husband, John. There we are. John's the guy on the left, in case you're concerned. Obviously, they went through something. No time to shave. Too busy being a father. Okay, so, and here is the new addition, Micah, like the prophet. We went through the prophets. It's not my suggestion. I didn't get involved. Micah Stephen Carberry. All right, so there's Faith on the right, John on the left, and Micah Stephen in the middle. He's very obviously very loved, so he has father, right, father, mother. And he has grandparents. Shirley is happy to be grandma. Nigel's happy to be grandpa. All right. So that's all good. All right. So there we go. Now you know about my family. So that was Wednesday evening, new addition, and their home and doing well. So, all right. All right. So let's proceed. Let me start you out on this session. We got time this morning. Ask yourself the question, what brought you here? What brought you here? You say, my car, my vehicle. I know that. I know for some, that's about the answer. You know, Sunday morning, you get in the car, and it automatically drives you. You don't have to think. You're an automatic pilot, and you come along Shepherd, and you turn in 671, and you think, whoa, how did I get here? Some of you are in right? That's the answer for some. I always come here Sunday morning. There's different categories of people. Some, and it's good, the message we have covers a number of categories of people. Some people here, you know, I come because I want to come. I have a strong, you know, desire to come. I come because I want to know God. I want to know about God, the Creator, Redeemer. I want to know about the Bible. I want to know about Jesus Christ. I want to know how to experience God more. I want to have more of Jesus Christ in my life. I want to learn to listen to Him, be rightly related to Him, and live the life that's good for me, good for God, right? Some come with a strong desire. You know, some come because I want to, you know, I know Christians should gather and Christians should worship and Christians should serve the Lord. That's why I come. You know, there's another category of people who come. You say, why did you come? There was a family here last week. The husband was asked, so what brought you here? His answer is, her. You know who her is? That's the spouse. The wife. He said, what brought you here? She decided. The wife decided, we're coming to church Sunday morning. You're coming. She's not bad. It's good you came. Right? Maybe you're in that, not quite that carry, a similar carry. You say, why did you come? Well, my friend invited me, so I came. You know, maybe my kids brought me. You know, my kids wanted to come. They woke me up early. I came. My boyfriend, girlfriend encouraged me to come, so I come. Then you're here because, you know, was it your own motivation? Not so much, but nevertheless, you're here. Well, regardless of which category you're in, and maybe some other category, there's something for you, and what Jesus talked about applies to you. So regardless whether you're in this category, I came because I have a strong desire, I'm motivated, I'm seeking, or you just said, you know, I came, somebody asked me, invited me, encouraged me, forced me, coerced me, tricked me. You're here. So anyway, you got here. Okay, Jesus told some parables that cover both. And both, it's good, regardless of why you're here, there's something for you, and Jesus, the result can be the same. That's the encouraging thing. So let's go to these couple of short parables. There are only a couple of sentences, very brief. Some of the stories Jesus told were longer. Some were quite brief. These are on the brief side, short side. But there's two of them, and they're pairs. Last week, we covered a number of short parables that belong together. They're pairs or triple. This one is a pair. Let's read them together. They're very brief. Twin. So it's a twin. They're twins. They're not identical twins. Ah. See, I'm a twin. I was born a twin. But we're not identical. We're fraternal. These two parables are twins. They're not identical. But they're related. Okay, first parable is about finding treasure. That's the story comes up, right? It's a theme people write movies and books about. Okay, Jesus told this story with a point, parable. He said this, the kingdom of heaven. You want to say the kingdom of God? The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. Hidden treasure, buried treasure, hidden in a field, which a man found. He found and covered up. He found the treasure in the field, right? And the buried treasure, he recovered it. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all he has and buys that field. Because you buy the field, he bought it knowing the treasure was there. He didn't buy the field for the field. He bought the field for the treasure. So the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found. He stumbled upon, found, discovered, and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all he has and buys that field. He bought the field to get the treasure, which he realized had value. Okay, first parable. Second is about seeking. So first one, in a sense, finding. Second one, seeking. 45, this is from Matthew 13, 45, 46. Right after, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who finding one pearl of great value. He's a merchant, his business is pearls, he has some knowledge of pearls, he's looking for good pearls, fine pearls. Then he found one pearl of great value. So this was the pearl, you know, the greatest pearl he'd ever seen, probably. One pearl of great value. He went and sold all he had and bought it. So actually the conclusion of both is the same. They found something valuable, very valuable, so valuable they sold other stuff in order to buy that treasure and get it. Yeah, they gave up something, but what they felt, what I gained is worth more than what I gave up, so I'm better off. I found this treasure. So Jesus told this story. So notice they cover both. The first man found. He's, in a sense, a lucky finder, right? The first man, it doesn't tell you he was seeking, searching. He was not a treasure seeker. He didn't have a metal detector. It just tells you a man found, stumbled upon treasure. And when he found it, he took the steps necessary to get the ownership of that field and therefore the treasure. Secondly, the second one was more seeking. He's a merchant seeking, and he found. You know, these are stories, right? Jesus told, but there's a point, a message behind it, which we'll get to. Let me first say, you know, this theme about finding treasure, it comes up in stories, in books, in literature, in movies, and it happens in real life, but it doesn't happen often. So, you know, don't go home and start digging in your backyard. It's likely, you know, it may help your vegetables, but That's about it. Last year, here's a story, true story. Last year, February 2014, there's a couple in California. A couple in California were taking their dog for a daily walk, which is a good thing to do, he said as a dog owner. They had a property. Here's a couple in California in the hills. They had a property, probably fair size. They took their dog, had a habit of taking the dog for a walk on their property. They took their dog for a daily walk. They stumbled on buried treasure under a tree. And I think we have a picture. They walked past this. They have a tree on their property, a big old tree. And they said, you know, there was a can. At one point, there was an old can tied to that tree. And they wondered, what is that about? They ignored it, you know. Then over the years, they walked by that tree. One day, they went by the tree and it had rained or something, and something was exposed. It was a can like that. And the wife began to dig. And the husband said, what are you doing? That's an old can. You know, there, you know. She dug, and guess what? She unearthed this can and opened the can. We have a picture. There you go. She opened this old can. In that old can, and that was the area from the California Gold Rush, you know, 1850 to 1890, right? So she opened this can, and look what she found. She found gold coins, solid gold coins, American coins made of gold. The face value of the coins, and they started digging around. Eventually, they came out. Around that tree, there were eight cans. A total of eight, some large, some small, and the face value of those coins was $28,000, face value. But you have to remember, a $1 gold coin is not worth $1. It's worth multiples. So and these are coins, and many of them were coins that had never been used, coins in mint condition, some of them very rare. So the estimated total value of what they found is $10 million, U.S., not Canadian. We're talking real dollars here. All right, so they discovered treasure. It happens, right? And of course, were they happy? For sure they're happy. They found treasure and they're happy. They, you know, it's a true story. And they don't reveal their real names. They call John and Mary, which are, they don't want to be known because they don't want you knocking at their door. Okay, is the reason, right? So, but anyway, it's a true story. So Jesus told a similar story, right? Think about it. Jesus told a story about that. And actually, back then, Jesus' time is more common. You know, they didn't have real banks the way we have with vaults. So, you know, it was more common. The way you kept your valuables safe was to bury them, was more common. So, you know, Jesus told the story. The kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven is like this. It's like this. Like what? It's like a man who finds buried treasure in a field. He finds it. And what does he do? That's, in his case, it's not his field. But somehow he found it. He's in there and he found it. So how can I gain possession of this treasure legitimately? Answer, you know, he goes and he sells everything what he can, converts his stuff into cash, goes and makes an offer for the field. He knows what the owner doesn't know. There's something in there, and the owner accepts the offer. He's bought the field and got the treasure, and he's happy. All right? Jesus said the kingdom of heaven's like that. It's like a person who, you know, it's good. This man, that's why I say, you may be here because somebody brought you, somebody invited you, or you don't know why. You know, some people, they come on the subway, it's like they come out of Bessarion, turn left, walk up the hill, 100 meters, past this sign, 671, and they walk in. You say, well, I just got here. Not quite like that. You don't know why you're here. Well, You know, Jesus says finding the kingdom of God is like that. You may not be that motivated, but if you're here and you stumble upon it, then it's like finding that treasure, and it's worthwhile to gain possession. So I would encourage you, if you've been brought, you know, just coming here because of others for some reason, maybe your mom, you know, some people come because, you know, they're coming to Toronto, they don't know anybody, and people advise them, you know, if you go to a bar, the people you meet may not be that good. Go to a church. There's good people. Well, it's not bad advice. It's okay. You know, actually, we're all sinners. We all need Jesus, so, you know, but it's good advice. Maybe you came because that's the advice. Go to church, meet. Yeah, you know, people come for a variety of reasons. You may come for a variety of reasons, but okay, now you're here. Now you're here. Okay, keep coming, keep listening. Keep, you know, read the Bible, sing the songs, get engaged. Something's going to happen to you. It may not happen right away, but it can happen. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of truth. Keep coming. You may say, I'm not a believer. I'm not even that interested. Keep coming. Keep listening. Keep singing. Keep, you know, read the Bible. Eventually, something will come to you. What is that thing? Faith. Faith. You hear about God, hear about Jesus Christ, hear about God, what God has done for you. Eventually, something will happen in your being. What's that? That's like finding the treasure. Now you got something. Now you found something. What is that? That is the coming of faith. Amen? Okay. Even you should pray for that. God, I keep coming. I'm not getting much. God, give me. I want to find what I should find. I want to discover what I should discover. You can pray that. God, show me what I need. God will show you. Amen? Showing you is like something's generated in your being. You know, I grew up in England. I didn't have a choice to go to church. My parents were Christians. When I was in a diaper, they took me to church. My mom was a Sunday school teacher. My dad was in charge of the whole Sunday school. I didn't have a choice. Right? And maybe some of you are like that. Okay? I came. Eventually, and I heard the stories, I heard the Bible verses, I sang the song, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Some of you know it. Some of you don't. Depends, were you in Sunday school? Right? I sang the songs. I heard the stories. I heard the messages. Right? Okay, eventually something happened in my life. It didn't happen instantly. It took a time period. Eventually something happened. Somebody came and said, you know, there were children. He said, you're a sinner. You are sinners. And I had to say, yes, I'm a sinner, right? Because God reminded me, you took something you shouldn't have taken. That's stealing. You're a sinner. Jesus died for your sins. You need to be forgiven and accept him as your Savior. I was young. I was maybe 10. I could understand that. He said, go home and pray. Pray to Jesus, ask him to forgive your sins, ask him to make you clean, ask Jesus to come into your heart. I did that. Amen? I got something that day. I got Jesus. I got Jesus into my life. Amen? If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. Who knows that song? I see one hand. See, you didn't go to Sunday school. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. Your sins he'll take away. Your night he'll turn to day. Your life he'll make all over again and then come in to stay. Oh, if you want joy. And so on. Right? I should get you to sing. We can sing it. No. No duets. All right? You know, finding Jesus is like finding treasure. So I encourage you. You may be like that. Okay, find Jesus. Then, okay, when something is generated in your being, what's that thing? Faith. When you're ready, Jesus wants to come into your life. He wants to be the treasure in your life. You got to accept him, pray to him, a prayer like that. Jesus, come into my life. How about we pray? You know, you can pray along. It's good. How about pray with me? Lord Jesus, Lord, you're the treasure. You're the treasure we really need. Thank you, God gave you to us. So, Lord, you died. You rose again to be the treasure in our life. So we take you, receive you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You got the treasure. Amen. Is it hard? It's not that hard. You know, maybe you prayed that before. If you prayed that the first time, you know, if you have some feeling, come afterwards, let me know. We'd like to help you a little bit more. All right. Okay. Some of us are not seeking still. Jesus wants to be the treasure to you. Number two, it's like a man. Maybe you're not that category. You're another category. Jesus said, it's like the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. What's the difference? He's seeking. The other person was a lucky finder. He's not seeking. He stumbled over something, found the treasure. Okay, that was his lucky, quote, lucky day. Okay, he got it. He took the steps necessary and got it. Second one is different. It's Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a man, a merchant, seeking fine pearls. If you're in business, you better get to, you know, you want to be in a particular field, area, product. You better know your product, know your area. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Here's a merchant seeking fine pearls. You have to believe he knows more than a little bit about pearls. Here's whatever, a pearlologist. I don't know what you call those. There must be a technical name. Gemologist, pearlologist. Anyway, okay, whatever the technical name is, that's him. He knows pearls. He's into, that's his thing. He knows how to, you know, what's a good pearl, what's a bad pearl, imperfections. Okay, it's a merchant seeking fine pearls who finding one pearl of great value. Okay, so, you know, some of us are like that. Maybe you were raised, or you have some Christian background, you know the Bible, you've been learning the Bible, you've been seeking about God, you have some Christian background, your grandmother, grandfather, parents, uncle, aunt, you know, were Christians. They helped you, they encouraged you, so you know a little. Okay, still, you got to be seeking. Seek for God has something for you. It's a treasure. It's like a pearl of great value. Maybe that's you. Okay, you have some background, you have some knowledge, some understanding. Okay, you're seeking. Jesus said what? The kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven is like that man finding one pearl. He knows pearls. This pearl is exceptional. This pearl is exceedingly valuable. He's willing to sell other stuff to buy this pearl of great value to make it his. That's what the kingdom of God is. So the end result is the same. They both got what is of value. So this is a parable, a story with a point. Then you say, what's the point? Jesus is comparing God's kingdom is like this finding. It's like this seeking and finding. Then they sold all. Then the point is not, what's the point? The point is not that, therefore, we need to sell all. You say, you want me to sell my house, sell my car, sell my dog? No, it's a parable. The application is when you find something of great value, if you touch what God has, what God wants to give you, you realize it's valuable and that will affect all the areas of your life. It's the kingdom of God. Jesus came announcing God's kingdom. When Jesus came, in the beginning, he said, the kingdom of God has drawn near. God wants to bring his rule, his reign, his arrangement to this earth. God wants to change the way things are by bringing his kingdom to earth. That was the announcement. Jesus told his disciples to pray, Our Father to God, Our Father in heaven, may your name be honored. May your will be done. May your kingdom come. God, may your kingdom come. Your rule, your reign, the way, you know, king means the king decides. Right, doesn't it? You know, the real monarchy. You know, England has a fake monarchy. She's also the Queen of Canada. She's a figurehead. We're talking about a real monarch who has the power. If there's a monarch, and we had somebody here last week. There's a man here, a Christian, he came with us, maybe he's back today, from Swaziland. I said, how is Swaziland? Doesn't Swaziland in Southern Africa has a king? That king has power. He decides things. Yes, he has a prime minister. He has a cabinet. If he doesn't like what they say, they're out. He's in. Right? He decides. Are we doing this, doing that? This is right. This is wrong. Okay. God's kingdom means God rules. God decides. God is making the decision, giving the direction. That's what it means for God to be God's kingdom to come. Jesus came. He talked about God's kingdom. He announced God's kingdom. Then actually he came to bring God's kingdom to this earth. Amen. So the kingdom of heaven is like this. Okay, if you find the kingdom, actually Jesus is bringing God as king. When Jesus is king, Jesus wants to come in your life. When he comes in your life, he brings God's kingdom and he is the king. Him being the king means he decides, he leads, he gives the direction. We sang the song, Jesus, you are my king. You are my king. That's what it means. I think we have a little video clip. This is from a brother, Tim Keller, who's in New York, talking on this line. Let's listen a little bit.
Wrote a little article some years ago called Equality. And he says, I am absolutely in favor of democracy. Absolutely, because we're all sinners. He says, because we're all sinners, we need checks and balances. But he says, democracy is medicine, it's not food. It's medicine for what ails us, but it's not food. He says, ultimate reality is not democracy, because you were made to be ruled. And if you don't acknowledge Jesus as king, you will serve somebody. You will bow the knee to somebody. You won't admit that's what you're doing. But I think it's there where Lewis says, human nature will be served. If it doesn't get food, it'll gobble poison. You need a king. You will serve somebody. This is your king. Obey him. That is to say, treat him as a king. Do whatever he says, whether you like it or not. Trust him. Treat him as a king. Accept what he sends into your life, whether you understand it or not. Rely on him. Don't say, well, I believe in Jesus, but you really are getting all of your self-worth out of your career. Then your career is king. Make Jesus your king and expect great things from him. Thou art coming in prayer. In prayer. Treat him like a king in prayer. You know how to do that? John Newton says, thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring, for his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much. He's the king.
Amen. His point is, make Jesus your king. We want to make Jesus our king in our life, right? That's the treasure to be in God's kingdom, to be rightly related to God, right, through Jesus Christ, to have God in Jesus Christ in our life to lead, guide, control, direct as God would have us. That is having God's kingdom today. How about we pray? Well, we thank you, Jesus, that you brought God's kingdom to this earth. You announced God as the king, and you brought the kingdom of God to this earth. He died on the cross, resurrected to make this kingdom available to us. Lord, thank you. When you